And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. Currently, a mighty 69 degrees outside. And it's now time to talk to Lisa Wilson, the executive director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. She's in studio with us this morning. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Did you get to go to the Coffeyville Independence game on Sunday?
I did not. But I
went down to the very end.
I know. Yeah. Independence came out on top, yeah. I hear.
1916. It was an exciting game, that's for sure.
That's awesome.
So I expected nothing less from the Montgomery County Clash. I mean, it was a lot of fun this weekend watching that game. And plus, since I was in the press box, I didn't get rained on. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and get started with today. And, of course, with it being Tuesday, it's time for recycling.
That's right. So I wanted to remind everyone about our recycling program that we have in Independence. So recycling is available on the first Saturday of the month and also every Tuesday from 11 to 1. Additionally, on Thursdays from 8 to 2, they are open to the public where you can drop off other bulky items, but they right now are not accepting recycling on that day. So just recycling on the first Saturday of the month and Tuesdays from 11 to 1, but also on Thursdays from 8 to 2, you can drop off those items such as, you know, broken furniture and waste items and building materials and just, you know, all around junk that you're trying to get rid of. You can drop those items off as well. And then if you have any questions about that, you can call us at the chamber office at 331-1890. If you want to see a full list of items that we do accept and items that we do not accept, there is a flyer on our website, and you can go check that out for more information. And if anything changes, I'll let you know. But I do want the community to know that the sanitation yard appears to be open all the time, but those guys are in there and they're working. So the reason why they don't want people coming in early in the morning or in the afternoon is because they all have other jobs they're supposed to be getting done within the sanitation yard. So they've blocked off that time from 11 to 1 to take recycling. So if you pull in and you're like, it's open, it is, the gates are open, but it is not open to recycle.
All right, so that's going on at the sanitation yard. And then today, we've been doing this for the past couple months, but you said there may be a change, but the Farmers to Families Food Commodities is today.
That's right. So it has been every Tuesday at 10:30, and that will be happening today out in the Park Oval. And right now, this is the last scheduled day. So it's kind of just, we don't know what will happen if they give us the green light when they're out there today. But as of right now, today is the last distribution day. But it just like recycling, you can always check out our Facebook page and our website. USD 446's website usually has information about this as well, and their Facebook page and the City of Independence. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that it might continue, but right now, today is the last day for those food commodities. And we're really estimating that close to 20,000 boxes have been given out in our community since we started this back at the very beginning of the pandemic. So super thankful for all of the volunteers that helped us with that program, and very appreciative of the Farmers to Families Food Commodities that has continuously and generously given those food boxes to our community.
Absolutely. So the next thing to talk about is the Independence Bulldog Basketball Camp.
You know, I'm going to put this out there because I don't know if sign up has ended or not. So on the off chance that they are still taking applications, I'm going to give a little shout out to the basketball camp sponsored by Commercial Bank. And the camp dates for third graders through 12th graders are Tuesday, June the 1st, which that's next week, through Friday, June the 4th. The cost per student is $30. And if you have more than one child that wants to participate, it's $15 per additional family member. And they've got lots of fun camp activities that are planned, like 3-on-3 games, knockout, dribble tag, and lots of other fun things. They've got some skill development opportunities and some team competitions. So if If you're interested in getting a child signed up for that, call Coach Brad Smith at 332-1815. That's the high school's phone number, and you can get more information about the details of sign up.
All right, and as we move along, lots of fun stuff happening throughout the town, and we'll get this started with you can enjoy some great music and amazing barbecue at Dickie's Barbecue.
And that's right. So this week in particular is going to be fun. If you're a chamber member listening to this broadcast, we have business after hours this week at Dickie's Barbecue, and we will also be doing a ribbon cutting. So business after hours starts at 5 o'clock. We wrap it up at 6 o'clock, and but stick around because Blues at Dickie's Barbecue will take place, as you mentioned, at 6:30 to 9 every Wednesday evening, actually. And I ran into Martin Metzger, who is Martin is part of Martin and the Dead Guys musical group, and he is now coordinating all the musical performances for Blues and Barbecue every Wednesday. So I ran into him when I was eating at the restaurant, and he told me that Clint Gilbert, who is from Fredonia, is actually going to be playing this Wednesday, and then he has a couple other really good ones lined up. And so I've actually invited him to come visit with us on the radio. So hopefully not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, I believe, he will be coming with me kind of as a guest in studio to talk more about his music that he's bringing to downtown Independence. So check out this week on Wednesday, so tomorrow, Blues and Barbecue at Dickie's. If you're a chamber member, come to business after hours and be a part of that ribbon cutting. And then you mentioned a lot of other fun things that are happening in downtown. So, you know, we have been talking about all the activities going on at Indie Brew Works, and they've changed up one of their events to board games on Wednesday. So what's your favorite board game?
Oh, I have two favorites. Monopoly's my favorite, and then after that, Sorry. I love Sorry.
Those
so
are fun games. Yeah.
So especially when you knock somebody off the board. Sorry when you knock them off the board. Well, actually, you just knock them back to start, but and then they come back and get you later. So
well, there's so many fun board games out there on the market. You know, all of the traditional board games, but then all of the new fun board games. So I think they have games. You can bring your own games, and everybody can just hang out and play games. It's always a family atmosphere at the brewery, so check that out. That's Wednesday evenings would be board games, and then Thursday evenings is trivia night. And then I was checking out the Indie Brew Works Facebook page. Everybody should like their page. Yesterday they posted that they have maybe some spots still left at today's beer styles class and tasting. So I don't know if that's still the case. More than likely it's all, you know, already filled up, but on the off chance it's not, you might want to check that out. But you do want to you know, like their page so that you're aware of all the fun things that they have going on. They had To Be Smoking food truck down there this weekend, so they're just doing lots of fun, innovative things at the brewery. And as we always say, you know, it's a family-friendly place. It's a place to hang out with your friends. You can grab food from any of the local restaurants in town, bring it down there, and enjoy a meal if that's what you decide to do. Or you can just enjoy beer and wine and root beer. So they've got something for everyone. So check out the brewery and be sure and like their Facebook page.
Absolutely. So head on over there. And I may actually go out there on Wednesday now because I love me some board games. Now, the Independence Farmers and Makers Market is open every Sunday through August. And this has been pretty popular. Even with the rain we've been had, this has been still been pretty popular, hasn't it?
It has been. And we're going to be opening up on Thursday afternoon starting next week as well. So as you mentioned, the Farmers Market is open every Saturday from 7 in the morning to 11, and that will go from we opened the first Saturday in May, so that will continue on through August. And then by popular demand, we are opening up the market on Thursday evenings, and that will be it'll be June the 3rd from I think 3 to 7, and that will take place June through think September, maybe October, depending on the weather. And that's a really good opportunity because a lot of people don't want to get up on Saturday morning real early and get to the market, or they've got other obligations that can't, you know, they can't get up. They've got their kiddos. They can't leave them at home. You know, just all those things where Saturday doesn't work for everyone, but it works for a lot of people. And so we wanted to open up the market on Thursdays for those people that don't choose to go to the market on Saturdays, that maybe a Thursday would be more workable, as well as we have a lot of people who migrate into our community to work and then they go back home. So they're going to go to Fredonia, Neodesha, Cherryville, Coffeyville, and they don't have an opportunity to take advantage of the market. So this way, before they head back to their communities, they can stop by the market, you know, after work, and get some really great items at the farmer's market on Thursday evening. So that'll be starting next week. And you're right, it has been raining, doggone it, but our vendors are loyal and they are out there. The first two Saturdays we had 17 to 20 vendors probably, and the third Saturday I wasn't there, but the fourth Saturday, which was last Saturday, it rained again, and I was there, and we probably had, I mean, close to maybe 10 or 12 vendors out there. And so they had their tents up and they were selling their produce and all of their items, even in the middle of a little bit of dampness, let's say.
Just put a jacket on, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I threw a hat on, we were all good. So lots of local artisans are out there with their jewelry, their soaps, their bath products. They have candles, they have flower baskets and cactus planters, and of course fresh vegetables and eggs and honey and coffee and baked goods galore. So lots of good things at the farmer's market every Saturday 7 to 11, and starting next week every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 7.
All right, and then of course we've been talking about this for a few months, though, but it's still an awesome place to go to. The Little House on the Prairie Museum, they are open for the season.
Yeah, so if you're looking for something fun to do this holiday weekend, you know, a lot of people have family in, and there's a lot of time to fill sometimes. So when the kids get a little, when they start itching for something fun, different to do, load them up in the car and take them out to Little House on the Prairie. Admission is $3 for adults, $1 for kids. It's open actually every day of the week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, Sunday, 1 to 5. They've got animals out there to pet and lots of things to see. And if you need more information, call 289-4238. But check out Little House on the Prairie.
And then the VFW would like to invite everybody, invite the community to bingo night every Monday night. However, none this week due to Memorial Day. But otherwise, they're there every Monday night, ready to go.
Yeah, that's right. I drove by there yesterday, and I saw people going in when the doors opened at 5 to get ready to play bingo. Bingo packs always start at $7. Lots of money, prize money is given out every week. So it's always something fun to do. But as you mentioned, they will not be playing on Monday due to the holiday, and but what they will be doing is supporting our veterans and honoring Memorial Day. This Monday, they will be gathering at the Cenotaph at Mount Hope Cemetery at 10 o'clock for a Memorial Day celebration. And then Mid-Continent Band will also be playing. So you'll want to mark that on your calendar for Monday, again at 10 o'clock. And no bingo. And then enjoy all those beautiful flags. You know, VFW's been doing some fundraising to raise money to continue to put the flags up in our downtown and around town area, and to sustain that project, because those flags, you know, they go up and they get tattered, and we've got to get them down and get new ones up. And they just had a fundraiser a few weeks ago and raised over $3,500. So I just completely expect our community to be incredibly beautiful this Memorial Day weekend, with the Memorial Day flags that will go up, as well as the American flags that are, they're about 100 in number, and they fly 365 days out of the year. So very appreciative of that, and very honored to have that in our community. And our, you know, our veterans, the American Legion, those folks at the VFW are so supportive of our community. It's a day where we should be recognizing them, and we do, but typical, all those great people at the VFW Post 1186, they're giving back to our community, as they typically do, by paying for free train rides and carousel rides and miniature golf on Memorial Day. So after the Memorial Day celebration and service and the Mid-Continent Band performance, you can go have some lunch somewhere in the afternoon, come back to the park, bring the kids out, and enjoy, again, those free train rides, carousel rides, and miniature golf, all donated by the VFW Post 1186.
All right. So, and then you're going to have the Chamber Business After Hours for the ribbon cutting for Dickie's Barbecue, which was supposed to happen last year, but COVID kind of ruined things. But now getting the ribbon cutting that they were supposed to get last year.
That's right. So we're going to throw that in with Business After Hours, the ribbon cutting. So again, if you're a chamber member, put that on your calendar from 5 to 6 tomorrow. And then again, hang out for some more blues and barbecue and great music by Clint Gilbert.
Then all the fun starts after dark, as this Friday will be time for the glow-in-the-dark miniature golf.
I know. Lots of things are happening at the park and the zoo. It's hard to believe that we're already into summer and that we're actually almost through May. But this fun does start after dark this Friday, May 28th. You bring the family out to glow-in-the-dark golf. Basically, the tickets are $5. They're going to have concessions out there. And along with glow-in-the-dark miniature golf, you're going to get your name in for some drawings for T-shirts and miniature golf tickets and Love Indy bracelets and just a lot of fun. You know, most communities don't have a miniature golf course, and we do. So we're so fortunate for that. And on top of that, we've got a park staff that really likes to embrace innovation. And I think it was 2 summers ago that they started Glow Golf, and it's gone over very, very well. So get out, and again, I mean, that's this week. Well, yeah, it's this weekend. So when you get the family in, everybody's coming in on Friday evening, and you go eat, and you're sitting around the house going, what next? Just wait for the sun to go down and head out to the park and surprise them with a little glow-in-the-dark miniature golf.
And after you're done with glow golf, you can, the very next day, after you get a good night's sleep, head on over to the Riverside Park Family Aquatic Center, because it will be opening this Saturday.
That's right. The sun's got to come out before I'm heading to the aquatic center. That's for sure. It might be a little chilly, but those kids have no temperature gauge, so they do not care. Riverside Park Family Aquatic Center open Saturday, May 29th. It's always open Saturdays through Tuesdays from 1 to 6, $4 for per person. And family nights are Thursday and Friday evenings from 5 to 7, $5 per family, up to, I think, 5 people, maybe additional dollar for everyone after that. But that's always a good time, too, because you have to be with a parent to be in there on family night. So it's, you know, a little bit more tame if you've got younger kids and not a lot of cannonballs happening maybe on the on the diving board, but lots of fun at the aquatic center. We have a beautiful swimming pool, and I think I said this the other day, but when you drive by the aquatic center in the middle of summer, you know, when it gets good and hot, it's a fun thing to kind of drive through and look at all of the license plates on the cars, because so many of them are not MG. I mean, they are all, so many of them are out of county, which means that our pool is a showcase.
And there's some from Oklahoma as well.
Yes,
so
coming in from all over to enjoy our park and our zoo and our aquatic center and everything that we have to offer.
It's very, very cool. And as you said, we're the Memorial Day weekend, and for Memorial Day, everybody's going to gather at the Cenotaph at the Mount Hope Cemetery at 10 a.m.
That's right. And so, and after that, as I said, you guys can head out, everyone, to the park and the zoo. But at the Memorial Celebration, Mid-Continent Band always plays, and just, they're such a talented group of people, and they give their talent right back and play during that memorial service, and it's so meaningful and such beautiful music. And that's just a taste of what you will hear when you go to one of the Mid-Continent Band concerts. So that following Tuesday, June the 1st, the band will start playing throughout the summer months, Tuesday evenings in the band shell. And I believe they start at 8 o'clock in the evening. No, I take that back. It's 7 o'clock in the evening. They moved it up earlier, and they did that so that families could come out with their you know, with their children and everything, and it not be so late when the concert gets over. So it's free and open to the public. It's in the Hilly Bandshell out in the park. And every Tuesday evening starting June 1st, you can enjoy the beautiful music of Mid-Continent Band.
And then save the date for Paz. Of course, that's the Friends of Riverside Park and Zoo. They're hosting Boots and Bowties Zoo Brew on June the 4th.
Yeah, and I really should say, let's not save the date. You better get the date on your calendar because they're only selling, I believe, around 200 tickets, and 200 tickets are going fast. So you definitely want to get your tickets, and I'm going to tell you what those tickets will consist of and how to get a ticket. So Friends of Riverside Park and Zoo is hosting Boots and Bowties Zoo Brew next Friday, June the 4th, from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Ralph Mitchell Zoo. It'll be held kind of around the Monkey Island area. And this night is going to be filled with horseshoes and cornhole and line dancing and great brews and lots of just fun opportunity to hang out and enjoy all of our friends and family as we get together and enjoy an outside event. The tickets are $30, and that includes dinner by To Be Smokin'. So you cannot miss by having a great barbecue meal by Barb and Barry Burskins with To Be Smokin'. And beverages will be provided by Demo Distributors. So lots of things are included in that $30 ticket price. All the proceeds go to playground improvements. So it's definitely a worthy cause. We're so fortunate to have the park and the zoo and that our city supports it like they do, but they also have a limited budget, and there are other things that they want to do out in the zoo area and the park area. So we always have these fundraisers every couple of years to raise much needed funds. So grab your ticket. 200 tickets are being sold for $30 a piece. You can purchase your ticket at Commercial Bank, Community National Bank and Trust, Equity Bank, First Oak Bank, and the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And because they are selling beer out there, you do have to be 21 to be able to attend, and you want to get your tickets fast because we've had a lot of people coming in the chamber office getting theirs.
All right, and then on Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th, the First Christian Church will have their Open Arms Diner garage sale.
Yeah, so as you may or may not know, Open Arms Diner always provides a free meal to people at, I think, every Tuesday evening. They had to stop doing that during COVID, but I think they're ready to open back up, or they might actually be open back up. I need to check my facts and get that information. But right now they're doing a garage sale to raise money so that they can continue to support that effort. So Friday and Saturday, that's next week, June the 4th and the 5th, at the First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel, which is basically right across the street from G&W Foods. You'll be able to participate in their garage sale fundraiser starting bright and early at 7 o'clock in the morning.
All right, and then it's time to shine up your motorcycle and get out for bike nights as the Montgomery County Bike Night rollout will be happening on June 5th.
Yeah, so we talked about that a few weeks ago as they were having bike nights. I think it started back in April, and they've been making their way all through the county. And they're back in Independence on June the 5th at Stoney's Grub and Pub, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They will be out there. You can check out the Chamber's Facebook page at Get Independence for all the bike night rollout dates. June the 5th will be at Stoney's. June the 19th will be at Sassy's Bar, which is out in Sycamore. And June the 26th will be right here in Coffeyville at Lanning's.
All right, and then the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center Board of Directors is planning an online auction fundraiser.
Yeah, so I visited with you about this, I think, last week as well. We want to make sure that everyone has this on their calendar. The museum is planning an online auction fundraiser with bidding to take place June the 8th, so that's coming right up, through the 12th. They have anywhere between 200 and 400 items, just depends on what all they find in the closets, that will be up for auction and can be viewed in the main lobby starting June the 8th. So that's a Tuesday, and so that's not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. And these items that they are going to be auctioning off are from a select group of unrestricted gifts to the museum. They've been in storage and closets and on the third floor for many years. And the purpose of this auction is to raise much needed funds for the museum, get back some of their storage space. Rest assured, these are not treasured items of the museum. Many of these are just items that have been given to the museum. And while they appreciate them and love them, there is just not enough room at the museum for everything that they have. So they're going to, instead of just, you know, wrapping it up and packing paper, putting it in a closet or a box and never being enjoyed by anyone, they're going to have a fundraising sale so that all of us can maybe buy some treasures and get them out on display and enjoy them as well. So if you have any questions about that, you can contact the museum at 331-3515. And if you're interested in participating in the auction, you can sign up with George Isley, who owns Midwest Auctions, at www.biddingheronline.com.
All right, and that's a lot of the stuff going on in Andy. And Lisa, if anybody has any questions about these things that we've talked about today, or maybe they have a business they would like for you to talk about, or an event that they would like for you to talk about, how can they get a hold of you?
They can always give us a call at the chamber office at 331-1890, and we're open from 8:30 to 5 every day. And if we happen to not be there, we're not able to answer the phone, you can always leave a message and one of us will give you a call back. You can go to our Facebook page, which is called Get Independence. Lots of really good information is there. And you can always check out our website at indkschamber.org. And there's a calendar of events. There's a PDF of the local calendar of events. Most of the flyers that are attached to the information I just shared this morning are also listed, so you can check out the finer details of everything happening in the community.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next week. That will be at 10:10, I do believe, next Tuesday. So thank you so much for coming in. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great holiday weekend.
All right. You have a great holiday weekend as well. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.